NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem spoke with Israelis this morning about their feelings toward the proposed UN resolution. She filed this report.
At a Jerusalem mall, opinion was almost unanimous that Israel would be making a mistake by stopping the fighting now. Uri Ben-Chamo is a truancy officer.
We have to finish the job, okay? Finish the Hezbollah organization.
He said he would consider a ceasefire only if all of Israel's conditions are met and Hezbollah will not be capable of rocket fire in the future. Chaya Steiner, who came to the mall with her two young children to see a puppet show, agreed.
I think it should continue. I think it's a very good thing that we're doing. I'm for this war, to cut off all the terror.
Many here say Israel made a mistake by allowing Hezbollah to build up stockpiles of weapons on the border with Israel. They said if Israel stops attacking Hezbollah now, more Hezbollah rocket strikes on Israel are only a matter of time. Some, like Tamara Friedman, a stay-at-home mother with four children, said the army should hit Hezbollah even harder, and Israel should stop worrying about international opinion.
It's going a little more slowly than I would have hoped. I personally wanted them to go in with a big bang. It's just going a little too slowly. I think that part of it is because of this, because they're just so careful about, you know, international response and international condemnation. And, you know, we should just be worrying about ourselves. We should just say we have to care about our residents in the north and our citizens in general. We should just do what we have to do, like any other sovereign democratic country, and blow them to bits.
There seemed little sympathy here for the hundreds of Lebanese civilians killed. Several said Israel warned Lebanese civilians to leave areas that would be bombed. 20-year-old David Ben Elisha from the Jewish settlement of Efrat will be joining the army soon. Because the army is afraid of killing Lebanese civilians, Israeli soldiers are being killed, he said. We prefer the life of their civilians to our soldiers, and that's twisted ethics. The sole voice in favor of a ceasefire came from Mahmoud Ihmidan, a Palestinian from East Jerusalem who was looking at school bags with his wife. We ask God for peace here, he said. The situation isn't good for either side. At the end of the war, there must be peace. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.